Bears Draft Central, brought to you by Miller Lite.
And Commissioner Roger Goodell has just announced that the Bears select linebacker Leonard Floyd. What do you guys make of that one?
He's that outside pass rusher for sure. And, you know, again, he's over 6 foot six, I want to say.
Yep.
His problem maybe, or the thing that they look at him and say, well, he needs to beef up a little bit, because I believe he's like right around 250 now.
If that.
Yeah, yeah. And to meet up with those big offensive tackles. But there's a guy with dynamic speed off the edge, and a guy you can drop down inside and play there as well.
They obviously had their sights set on this guy to trade the 11th overall pick, and they traded a fourth-round pick to get Leonard Floyd.
The Bears did a really good job in free agency of shoring up the inside linebacker position, but they have evidently went into the draft looking for playmakers, difference makers, impact players, someone that can go after the quarterback and make those kind of difference-making plays that we're watching him make right now. Here's a guy that led Georgia in sacks each of the last 3 years. He was Georgia's defensive MVP as a sophomore in 2014 when he had 8.5 tackles for loss and 6 sacks. This is a guy that's a playmaker. He's a very lengthy, athletic type. Maybe he'll add some weight on it. It'll be interesting to see what Ryan Pace says about him. But like I said before, Jiggs, this is clearly someone they targeted. The interesting thing, Lauren, too, is that we reviewed 38 mock drafts this morning, and the person that they had picked the most of the Bears was actually Leonard Floyd. So yeah. Everybody seemed like he was the one that was going to the Bears.
And the other fit is speed, I mean, foot speed. When you look at this defense and the way it played last year, one of the key things you saw was that you're going to have to be fast if you want this defense to be successful. And certainly he's got that in bunches. So I think from that perspective, this was an excellent selection. You know, the whole thing is, you know, everybody's got to come in and prove themselves. But, of course, you know, that's what the whole thing is about.
And improving the defensive speed was a major thing going into the offseason. They did it with Danny Trevathan and Gerald Friedman at the inside linebacker position. But you could tell that the Bears were not winning the speed battle on defense last year. Some of that may have been converting natural defensive ends to outside linebackers, but this is a guy that can run and he's athletic, and it'll be interesting to see him get after the passer.
You know, the thing that I'm looking at and going to be fascinated to watch during training camp is when you start to move him around. But now they moved him around a lot at Georgia, and some people think that might have led to some inconsistency in terms of him getting after the quarterback. But then, you know, maybe if you give him, you know, one place where you want him to line up and just go after the quarterback, does that change the perspective in terms of him really developing an understanding of how he wants to set up a rush? I think it will. You know, I always go back to talking with Richard Dent about that aspect of being a pass rusher, understanding, you know, how to attack your position, set up offensive linemen. You're not going to give them your greatest move every time. You have to set guys up, and that's all part of that learning process that comes from, you know, playing in this league.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Pernell McPhee is very happy about this pick, because he'll have someone at the other outside linebacker position, not to put anyone else down or dismiss what they accomplished last year, but this is another major playmaker at that position where the Bears needed. Again, Ryan Pace talked many times during the offseason about adding a playmaker on defense that can make impact plays. The Bears talked about how many close games they lost last year down the stretch in the fourth quarter, and they need someone to make plays, especially when the game is on the line.
And as a rusher, like you guys said, he has an explosive first step, but he has a somewhat skinny frame.
Yeah, but a lot of those guys that have that first step, that burst, come with a skinny frame. But the problem is, it can be a skinny frame or not, but when he's past your shoulder on the edge, the quarterback's going down to the ground. And that's the whole thing, that first step, and you're exactly right. Now, that guy gets off the line of scrimmage. If those offensive tackles can't pop up and adjust and get him to sweat past the quarterback, he's on him like nobody's business. I mentioned Richard Dent before. Richard was undersized when he got here, and he certainly developed into one of the best that ever was.